Just weeks into the Trump administration, U.S.-Mexico relations are at their lowest point in generations. Trump's broad deportation plan, the ongoing dispute over an expanded border wall, and the unilateral intent to pull out of regional trade agreements have prompted a diplomatic crisis that Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, desperately seeks to resolve. In recent days, Peña Nieto has been driving home a message of national unity to rally support.
Hemos todos replicado esta convocatoria a la unidad nacional.
We have all responded to this call for national unity, acting on a common front, acting with great solidarity in defense of ourselves, in defense of the values that have identified us and that give us a sense of unity and belonging and pride of being Mexican. We must act firmly and decisively. We must act with sights set high, with serenity and prudence, but always keeping in mind and clear that first and foremost are the interests of the nation.
But many skeptics of Peña Nieto's administration question just how the president plans to defend national interests. Mexico's economy depends both on trade with the United States and on remittances sent back by the millions of Mexican nationals living north of the border. Those fiscal pillars now seem increasingly shaky, with Trump vowing to deport millions of undocumented immigrants and ringing a death knell for the North American Free Trade Agreement. Mexican border cities are bracing to receive unprecedented numbers of deported Mexicans. But investigative journalist and analyst Genaro Villamil says the Mexican government has no concrete plan to handle the crisis.
No hay una política clara.
There is no clear, forceful policy, no multifaceted strategy to defend migrants in the United States, taking advantage of the consular network in the first place, because many consular workers have already been fired. They stopped contracting lawyers. The consular network in the United States during the Peña government has focused more on commercial business relations and not on the defense of Mexicans.
And Villamil argues that it is precisely the jeopardized commercial treaties between the U.S. and Mexico above migrants' rights that has Peña Nieto's government most concerned.
La suspensión del Tratado de Libre Comercio es lo que ha puesto nervioso al gobierno mexicano.
The suspension of the free trade agreement is what has the Mexican government nervous, because all the expectations and deals of the business sector linked to the Peña Nieto government were designed in function of the continuity of the free trade agreement. The 11 structural reforms of Peña Nieto, especially the energy, telecommunications, and financial reforms, were linked to the continuity of the free trade treaty and the approval of the TPP agreement. And now that all this is moved, they are without a roadmap.
Earlier this month, thousands of Mexicans took to the streets in more than 20 cities to reject Trump's policies. The demonstrations were organized by more than 80 organizations, and although touted to be nonpartisan, they were promoted by some high-profile members of Mexico's business and political class. Bernardo Sepulveda, a member of the ruling PRI party and Mexico's top diplomat of the 1980s, argued that the street demonstrations displayed national unity.
Well, there has to be a political response, and one political response is what we are seeing right now, as I said before, by the Mexican community as a whole, rejecting Trump's policy. From the diplomatic point of view, the Mexican government is already undertaking a series of measures through the president himself, the Minister of Foreign Relations, the Minister of Trade. All of them are starting negotiations, a dialogue with the U.S. authorities.
Yet many viewed the protests as a cynical attempt by the ruling party to scrape together political capital. After nearly 5 years of corruption scandals, persistent levels of violence, economic woes, and a series of highly unpopular structural reforms, Peña Nieto has the lowest approval rating since polling agencies began measuring public opinion of Mexican presidents. Manuel Ceballos is a social activist.
El PRI está tratando de cooptar y de jalar agua para su molino.
The PRI is trying to co-opt and pull the water through its own mill, given that the popularity of Peña Nieto is very low, the lowest in the history of any other president of this country. And so they want to co-opt. They want to take advantage of the people's discontent. They want to do this while calling for national unity. But we say no to Peña Nieto or with political parties. Rather, we stand with civil society. There hasn't been a political leader in this country, whether it be from the right or the left, that has had the claws to stop Trump.
But as Mexico moves closer to its 2018 presidential election, some opposition party leaders are looking to capitalize off of the bilateral rift and show Mexican voters that they do have options. Yet, in the short term, many Mexicans want to at least see evidence of a working plan beyond just appealing to voters. Clayton Kahn, FSRN, Mexico City.